Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Isn't this a sports show?
We're here for a one-on-one interview with our friend Travis Kelce. Travis, I know you listen to a lot of almost entirely sports. What do you think about Joshua Briscoe and Pierce McFly?
I mean, I don't think they suck. I can tell you that.
Thank you, Travis.
Almost entirely.
I did the best I could. That's our new tagline. It's almost entirely sports on Sports Radio 810. I did the best I could.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Hey, Beardsman, where's your Pokeball?
So Rudy and I have our Pokeballs out. Yeah. What?
Beards, where's yours?
Beards, take your Pokeball out. Come on, it's not as much fun if we don't all have our Pokeballs out.
I haven't bought mine yet.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
I love walking into a Home Depot and go down the wood section.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810WHB.
A series of things happened over the course of this weekend. I kind of forgot to watch the biggest sporting event of the weekend, which went all sorts of haywire in a very fun and entertaining way. And I've done my homework on that since then, talking about the bizarre spectacle that was an actual UFC fighter getting punched really hard one time by a YouTuber. And that was the biggest sporting event of the weekend. That's not a joke. Everything I just said there is 100% true.
I forgot it happened, honestly.
It was wild for a whole bunch of reasons that I want to get into, because in some ways it's like deeply embarrassing for sport as a whole. Mm-hmm. And in some ways I think it might actually be the future of sporting and sporting television. So we've got that over there to talk about. We got the NFL draft, still not quite as close as I would like for it to be. Really feels like it should be this Thursday, and it's not. We got a whole other week to get through, a week and a half, before we get to actual draft picks being made. But I've read Nate Taylor's mock draft up in The Athletic. I thought there were some interesting things there. Seth Kaiser got a couple of film reviews out. We'll talk to Seth tomorrow on tomorrow night's show. But a few new things there, at least from people that I care about what they have to say, saying some new things. So that's kind of interesting. I found out that I have been doing something terribly wrong, really to my body, over the course of the last couple of months. Something that Rudy, I think... I guess Rudy didn't know that I was doing this wrong.
I didn't.
But he could have put me on the right path if we'd ever had this conversation.
Yeah, I just thought it was pretty clear.
Well,
what the answer was.
We'll get to that at some point as well. Because I'm not like embarrassed.
No.
It was just kind of stunning. Sort of a Mandela effect kind of thing. You know, how do you spell Berenstain? Have you guys seen that one? Berenstain Bears?
Yes, you've talked about it before.
I figured we've talked about this before. Maybe several times. Rudy, though, wasn't here for it.
Boom,
Mandela effect. You know of the Berenstain Bears?
Berenstain Bears?
Right. How would you spell the last four letters of the word Berenstain?
The last four letters?
Five.
I was going to say, because is it not S-T-E-I-N?
I would have bet. I'm Googling it again.
Like Barenstein would be my guess.
I would have. Here's the thing.
Okay.
I would have bet my left foot that it was E-I-N.
Huh.
And it is A-I-N.
Yeah. I thought it was like Berenstein or Berenstein Bear. I mean, I thought it was Steen, but like spelled like Stein.
I always thought it was Steen, but weirdly pronounced Stain. But I remember thinking this as a young boy, that there is a little phonetic thing going on with their last name. Nope.
I remember I watched the movie.
I watched a TV show.
I think there was a book.
I just had the books.
I don't remember there being a movie, but I remember there being a TV show.
I think there was a movie.
Which is how I think I knew how it was actually pronounced. But I would have bet my left dang foot that it was spelled Berenstein, And it's spelled A-I-N, and apparently always has been. Boom, Mandela effect. Mandela effect is whenever you remember something one way and everybody else remembers something in some other way, and the theory there is that maybe there are multiple realities and they merged at some point after that to you. It's called the Mandela effect because a bunch of people remember Nelson, like reading stories about how Nelson Mandela had died in prison.
Yeah.
This is something I think about really deeply once every 3 months. I also get, I don't know if I've talked about this before, which is perfect. I get deja vu like aggressively sometimes. Like, I am confident that some instance is happening very similarly to a past instance that probably never actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, if we could just get like, I would love to get someone who has done an extensive amount of research on deja vu. And I would love to have them on the show at some point. Some point during the heat of the offseason, post-draft, pre-training camp and all that. And I would love to just talk to them, unless we already have, in which case I'm glad we did.
So I never saw the Berenstain Bears movie because the movie never existed. It was going to be a thing, never became a thing. What I was thinking of is I saw the Country Bears.
Yes, that's very different.
So, yeah, so but when I was thinking the Berenstain Bears, which is still, it's really weird saying Berenstain Bears, by the way. It still throws me off. When I was thinking of the Berenstain Bears, I was thinking of Country Bears. Now, there was.
Did you also read or watch the Berenstain Bears?
I know of them. Okay. I'm sure I read a book. I'm sure I watched a TV show, but I don't really have a memory of them, right? But I know exactly who they are. They're distant relatives of the Country Bears.
Sure.
I can only assume.
Who are a bit of a terrifying real-life set of bears that I vaguely remember playing music and whatnot.
They play country music.
I definitely also watched this.
The movie is about the bears reuniting for the bears and the reunites the bears and the band for a concert to help save Country Bear Hall.
Did they do it?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's basically like a biography, I'm pretty sure.
But did they save Country Bear Hall?
I think so.
Be pretty dark if they didn't, huh?
You know what their the kid that brings them all together?
Hmm.
You know what his name was?
Please Barry tell me it was Barry.
Barry Barrington.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
That's pretty close.
He's the Country Bears' young number one fan. Fitting in with his all-too-human family is proving impossible.
Yikes. Have we talked about this before?
I forgot. He was a bear to human parents. I forgot about that part.
Anyway,
I was 11 when this movie came out.
Yeah, I've definitely seen this movie 100%. Yeah. I don't remember it very well because most of my best memories may not have happened, as I am continually realizing.
I've had the same thing where I have dreams that I do not know if they are dreams or memories.
Yeah, we've talked about
this
before.
Yeah, like every now and then I'll ask my dad.
Or have
like,
we?
Maybe, I don't know. I'm like, hey, Dad, what about that place with the cherry tree? And he has no idea what I'm talking about. But I've had a dream about picking cherries from a cherry tree like a billion times. In my head, it feels real. But no one knows what I'm talking
about.
It's
like a recurring dream?
Yeah. It's something it's been a while since I've had it, but it's a dream I've had hundreds of times.
Rudy's cherry tree dream is now written into the Google Doc. So at some point, it won't quite be AES After Dark in the traditional sense.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, whenever I am just absolutely, when I cannot talk about Tevin Jenkins anymore, I want to dig in and get as many of the details from that as possible. We'll do a full, Beards, you can pull some of the music we've been attempting to play during breaks on Twitch. Maybe that'll be our underlying music bed for just trying to get into Rudy's psyche, you know, as we try to interpret his dreams. I feel like that would be appropriate. We're not going to do that right now, however.
Are you sure you're not tired of talking about Tevin Jenkins?
I am, but honestly, we got a little bit of a gift.
So here's a...
No, we got a little bit of a gift from the Chiefs today. We got a gift from the Chiefs today. Because Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Tyrann Mathieu all spoke to the media. They're doing virtual OTAs right now. There's been a little bit of... A little bit of news here and there where a handful of teams, a decent handful, like too many to list off the top of my head at the moment, a handful of teams have said they're going to boycott virtual OTAs because they want them to be, well, they were going to boycott OTAs because they want them to be fully virtual. The NFLPA had kind of put out there that they weren't going to push teams that had a lot of players with major attendance bonuses to boycott. That includes the Chiefs. We'll talk about some of this with Matt Derrick here in about 45 minutes because he was the one actually kind of breaking all that down. And also, he was the one that translated this part for me, which is that essentially, with an update that the NFL released last week, we talked about this some last week, they essentially moved the deadline for getting people in the building. And so they bought themselves, I believe, a few weeks at this point, maybe more like a month, to where the kind of the second phase of offseason activity, they're going to have to be in person. And at that point, theoretically, everybody should be able to have the chance to be vaccinated and... all of those doors should be relatively free of any sort of impediments between to get through them and to get people back on the field. So it'll be an interesting sort of sideshow to all of this to keep an eye on. But the Chiefs' first round of virtual OTAs kicked off today. We heard from Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Tyrann Mathieu. One thing that, and you know what, actually, Beards, let's go ahead and kick down to the bottom of the list. Let's talk about both of these guys talking about themselves getting vaccinated. They both had various other things to say among it. But today, across the country, adults over, it's either 16 or over over 16. Can't remember. Right around that. Right at 16 is the cutoff that if you are an adult in America, you're eligible to get the COVID vaccine, which is wonderful. And things are moving. It's actually happening. We're very close to a point where maybe this plexiglass goes in the way, gets out of the way of Rudy and I. Although I have noticed in recent weeks that
it's not going anywhere.
It's pretty gross. And it might be nice to just have a spit guard between the two of us.
I mean, this one probably needs to be washed.
I'm not going to do it, but yeah. But things are moving in the right direction. I got my first shot on Easter, the second one I'm getting the day after the NFL draft, which is very exciting. Rudy's currently got tetanus.
I'm supposed to get my first shot today, but tetanus got in the way of that. I do not have tetanus. Had to get the tetanus shot because a metal stake fell into my big toe.
Right, so you got that one
so
first.
I had tetanus, and they were like, "Hey, you should you could probably get the shot. You'd probably be fine. We just, you know, just better be safe than sorry." I'm like, that checks out.
That tracks.
Like, okay.
Beards keeps insisting that his beard does form an absolutely perfect seal over his mouth and nose, which we keep telling him, no, it doesn't, and that doesn't mean that you shouldn't get the vaccine. But he's been combing his mustache like that. I think it was the CEO of the Titans or something who had his mustache fully covering his own mouth. Beard's looking at me
basically
like I'm crazy.
Basically the Wilford Brimley?
No. Not, no. Hold, I'm going to have to find. Here's what we're going to do.
Steve Underwood.
Yep. Nailed it. Okay,
oh,
great.
Yeah. You were dead on.
If you haven't seen this.
You just go look at Steve Underwood, and I don't know where his lips start and his beard
oh,
begins.
Yes, this guy.
I forgot about him. It is like the Lorax grew a matching mustache under his previous mustache.
I was trying to think what he looked like. The Lorax
I forgot
is
about
so
this
perfect.
Guy.
He looks like the Lorax meets a clamshell of some sort. Beards, please put that on the video.
I'm working on it now.
I want everyone to see this man's face.
I just watched the Lorax, too, with my nephew like 2 weeks ago.
That's so,
it's a good movie.
This is the nephew that you have rated below the newborn baby.
Yes, both nieces.
Has that power ranking changed at all?
He fell off the slide and had to go get staples into the back of his head. Now every time, anytime somebody gets hurt, he just looks at him like, you need some staples.
Wow, he's trying to staple people. That's an upsetting.
He just wants to staple people now.
Turn of events. He's either going to be a doctor or Dexter, it sounds like. So that'll be an interesting choice for him.
He's also thick legs. Like, kid might be a left. Kid, not. To, I don't think he's got the athleticism to be a tackle. But you slide him into like a left guard. Watch out, Anderson County.
Measure his arms whenever you see him next.
Next
would
you time,
please?
That's what I need to do.
And if they're not,
we need to figure out what percentile he is in terms of arm length.
And if he's not in the top percentile, get him. Start getting some stretches.
Yep.
Get some stretches. Give him some milk. Stretch out his arms while he is chugging milk through a straw. Or whatever. I don't know. I'm very much not a doctor.
Just needs to be a 34 and a quarter.
Apparently now he's pretty chill with staples. Maybe he could get some arm extensions.
I mean, hey, maybe he'll be the next American football player who's a doctor.
That would be perfect.
Now his license may not be real, unlike LDT's, but hey.
You gotta take what you can get.
Basically a doctor.
I'm kind of annoyed that it's 16 minutes into the show and I haven't gotten any of this audio, but I'm really tickled by the fact that Steve Underwood's mustache is the thing that got us off track at the very end there.
Oh, it's glorious.
Because, man, if you're sitting there right now going, man, I wish these damn dudes would just talk about this Chiefs audio, which we're going to do momentarily, I would just really encourage you to just Google the words Steve Underwood, and I promise you, your day is going to get better. You're not going to be mad at the radio anymore. You're not going to be mad at us anymore. You're not going to be mad as Z-Man on Twitch continues to remind us, the hottest dudes on Twitch anymore. You're not going to be mad at us because you're going to see Steve Underwood's face, and it's incredible.
I don't know if we are the hottest dudes on Twitch anymore because Steve Underwood's on Twitch.
Now we're the four hottest dudes on Twitch. Four of the hottest dudes on Twitch? I can't remember the specifics of it. Anyway.
Plus four.
We were three of the five. So now we're four of the five.
Four of the six.
We bumped somebody off.
Unless Steve Underwood was 1-1 at the jump, which maybe he was. I'm not sure. It's just, I promise you, if you've not seen this man's mustache yet, really, just his facial hair construction, it's almost impossible to describe it accurately.
It's impressive.
It really is. It's Beards, can we get him on our wall of faces, please?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Do we want the full face or just the lips?
I think his full face deserves it because he also looks like such a charming man.
Just such
you
a
know?
Nice guy.
He just looks like a nice guy. With the world's most buck wild
like
facial hair.
Like, he's only handing out king-size candy bars at Halloween. Like everybody likes Steve Underwood.
Except he might have a row of shark teeth hidden behind that thing somewhere. Anyway, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Tyrann Mathieu all spoke to the media today.
It looks like a beak in
later
pictures.
Yeah, it really does. Looks like a beak made of mustache hair. It's impeccable. Get it?
I got it.
Thank
I
you.
I did.
I said it out loud. And
I hated it, but I got it.
Listen, Beards, I know I've really been on your ass about getting more promos for this show, but right there's another one. Like, let's get some of those out with the old, in with the new. I got it, but I hated it. Almost entirely sports. Weeknights on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Bada bing, bada boom. Why did I get Italian at the end? I don't know.
Always goes back to Spags.
Oh, it really does, man.
Always goes back to Spags.
I wish you would have heard from Spags today. Here's Andy Reid. He was asked if he knew how many players on the Chiefs had been vaccinated at this point. Doesn't have a specific number, but he also talks about the fact that he has, in fact, been vaccinated against COVID-19. An excellent, excellent thing for the Chiefs head coach.
Listen, I'm giving you approximates now. So there's approximately 18 that have been vaccinated. The staff will have an opportunity to do that. Starting tomorrow. Right now, there's a handful of them that have already been vaccinated, myself included. I think the more we can push towards that, I think that's a positive. You know, I think giving people an opportunity to do it, I think is great as we move forward. You know, so that's my own, that's my own thought on it. I don't want anybody to get sick, and I surely don't want anybody to pass away. So I think in certain situations, a vaccine becomes important. We've seen it, from the polio era on through, that things have taken place where it's helped us as humans here move forward. So I put that right there.
Andy Reid pulling out the polio vaccine reference for the press conference. I love it.
I think
I
gotta go get that as well.
I think you have to check me on this. I'm pretty sure that at least at one point in recent history, polio only existed in like two labs. Like it was gone. It was no longer in. I will fact check that because that's one of those facts that I'd hate to
Be wrong.
I'd hate to be wrong on that because it wasn't that. It was something else comparable. But I gotta Google
maybe
things.
Maybe measles.
Exactly. Here we go. All right, here's a story from 2019. Polio is nearly wiped out unless some lab tech screws up.
Well, I mean,
so here's
I watched. I think that was like that's the plot of World War Z.
Contagion, World War Z. The one with Will Smith and the dog.
Yeah.
The one with Will Smith and the dog.
I Am Legend.
Thank you.
I thought you were saying World War Z was the one with Will Smith and
no,
the
I'm
dog.
I'm listing
no,
off.
No.
Okay.
All starts with a lab tech.
iRobot.
The subhead here, the world is close to declaring
Good
a
movie.
Total containment of polio, but several labs could still accidentally be storing samples of the deadly virus.
Z-Man says COVID-19 only existed in a lab too until it didn't.
I'd like to clarify that recent research has dictated that is not the origin of the coronavirus and that it almost certainly came via animal transmission. And I like to just say that the views of Rudy Salazar in the Twitch comments do not necessarily reflect the views of almost entirely sports Joshua Briscoe or Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I'm just reading Twitch comments.
Yeah, that'll keep you safe. Why don't I start doing that, Rudy? Why don't I start just reading the Twitch comments no matter what?
Reading the Twitch comments.
Ice Pyro said that's smallpox. Totally could just be smallpox that I was thinking of. Apparently, we're also close to polio. Yeah. Science! Patrick Mahomes was asked if he's been vaccinated to this point, and also was asked about the conversations that he and other players have had around getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yeah, I've been vaccinated already. To me, it was more of a personal decision with having the baby girl and knowing that I was going to be around people. I wanted to make sure I could do whatever I could to help keep her healthy. But I think it's a personal decision for everybody. I mean, whatever you believe, I think you can do whatever that is. And we'll figure out the best way to keep each other healthy by social distancing and doing whatever it is whenever we can in this building.
Can I be kind of annoying about something really quick? I think that answer from Holmes is fine, by the way. Great point. Yeah, excellent point. I definitely tweeted about Josh Allen's comments about the vaccine. I don't know if we talked about it much on the radio, if at all.
A little bit.
I found it super annoying. The idea that he's like waiting on more information whenever this is being handled as effectively and efficiently and as quickly and as well as like anything that modern medicine has been able to put out in a relatively super short time span. The idea that you're waiting for more information on the vaccine is like, that's nothing, right? Disclaimer from earlier still remains. Personal opinions expressed by the people expressing them are their personal opinions. To say that, like, we need more data or whatever, I'm big into the stats about a vaccine that we've got the stats on right now and virtually unanimous consensus across the scientific community. Like, we don't need more information on it. We need it to get into people's arms. But anyway.
I'm about the film, personally, but...
You're about the film?
Yeah.
What do you...
Not stats. It's the eye test.
It really pisses me off whenever I don't get it, and then I walk into it a second time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even look at you. But so what Josh Allen said about it was annoying to me. What Mahomes said there, I think, is fine. This is not me going, Patrick Mahomes should have taken a stronger stance. Like, it would have been cool if he did, but like, it's fine. Also, the fact that he got it and is saying, "Hey, I got it," is great. Because every Chiefs fan within the sound of his voice, now my voice, now the station, whatever, can hear, hey, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes both got the vaccine. And I, you know, think they're both smart people. I'm glad that I want them to be healthy. And maybe it'll make other people more likely to get it. It's one of the reasons that, you know, I, with my Twitter followers, whatever, tweet out the little card that says, hey, what to do after you get your first shot. They're like, hey, people are saying, I got it. And I'm crushing it out here. Everything is great. I hope that encourages more people, even if it's subconsciously, right? To go, all right, well, if this is good enough for Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and all of that, well, then if it's not going to throw off Patrick Mahomes' body, that finely tuned machine, I ate a whole bag of Cheetos last night. I can go ahead and get it.
If Mahomes is fine with putting it into his golden arm, and yes, I know it went into his left arm probably, but the left arm's gold, the right arm is just a rocket.
It's a rocket launcher versus solid gold. Yeah, that's a great point.
Then you know what? It's cool.
Yeah, if it can go into Patrick Mahomes' arm, it can go into mine. That's pretty good. Unless you have serious medical thing, it's not medical advice. You know this.
Yeah.
But the one thing that is me being kind of pedantic and kind of annoying probably is to say like, hey, we will... we're going to find the best ways to deal with this, with social distancing or whatever. Again, Mahomes is saying it as things he's been saying now for a year. We have the best way to get through it and to keep everybody healthy, and it's the vaccine. But the other thing, though, is people saying it's a personal decision. Because on some level, inarguably, is a personal decision. Mm-hmm. It's, are you going to be vaccinated against a disease? In that way, everything is kind of a personal decision, but it's the same reason that it kind of annoys me whenever people talked about wearing a mask as a personal decision, because it's not in the way that you mean it. I don't think it is. It is a choice you have to make personally. That's true. But it's like saying, washing your hands when you leave the bathroom and during just a normal flu season or during really any time. You're right that it is your choice. Are you going to wash your hands when you leave the bathroom? But your choice is going to impact other people. It is a personal choice if you are going to obey the speed limit. But if you don't, you might cause an accident that might end up injuring someone else, right? Mm-hmm. It's I have found that phrase, and again, this is not really specific to what Mahomes said there, because I'm really not going to nitpick on that. I think it's fine enough. And he's also put his name to plenty of more like controversial opinions to this point, so it's not like he's dodging, you know, making a statement or whatever. Again, I want to make it clear that I'm kind of moving on past what Reader Mahomes said. Specifically, I think it has often been used as a cop-out to say X, Y, or Z is a personal decision, because it is a personal decision and a personal decision that affects everyone around you. If you aren't wearing your mask, you are very likely, if you are not wearing your mask and you have COVID, you're very likely sending that back out into the air that everyone around you is breathing. And now you're affecting them with your personal decision. If you are not going to get the vaccine, maybe you end up contracting COVID and you say, well, why do you care? It's my body and this is the choice that I made, and that's fine. But what if it ends up impacting someone who couldn't get the vaccine yet, or maybe can't get the vaccine for some medical reason? That's sort of that's the herd immunity that has advanced so much of our medical growth over hundreds of years. It's personal decisions that do impact the people around you. And we're making those decisions all the time. Like, this one's going to be kind of dark, I think. But wearing your seatbelt is a personal decision. But if you don't wear your seatbelt and then you end up in an accident and you go through your windshield, now you as a body could injure or kill someone else, right? It's kind of dramatic, but I think the seatbelt analogy works. Most of our personal decisions do impact the people around us. Mm-hmm. Like the grand majority of them, or at least the grand majority of serious and real ones. So I just don't like, it's a personal decision, therefore I get to make this choice or not make this choice and do it existing only in my own little space. When that's simply, no one really exists in a vacuum. So that's something that I've been sort of annoyed with since I wasn't even to me. I was at I'm not gonna put the place on blast. It's also in Florida. But when I ended up going to Florida over Christmas, I went into a place where somebody was like taking off their mask or whatever, and they were like, my good. And somebody who worked there said, well, yeah, it's a personal choice. And again, that's true. But that personal choice is making choices for the people around you as well. Because if you show up, even if they're wearing a mask, if you show up and you're not, and you end up finding out that that person had COVID, now you have made a choice for all the people around you, is that all the people around you now were around someone who was not wearing a mask who ended up testing positive for COVID. You've taken that choice away from them. So I think I'm going to talk about specifically that for 2.5 more hours tonight. I think I'm going to cancel the two guests we had planned.
No. You asked them. Put them on the spot.
And say what exactly?
I mean, I don't know. That's your
job. Why have you made the personal decision to be on this show tonight?
Yeah. You're the host. You can figure that out.
So
I'm not here to do your job. That's my personal decision.
It's a great point. It's my personal decision to respect that. It will be my personal decision to talk to Matt Derrick of Chiefs Digest in about half an hour about all the Chiefs audio that we're going to continue to play throughout the show. And then also some pre-draft stuff, which we'll also talk to Zach Patra of NFL Draft Bible on Sports Illustrated. He'll join us at 9, and I'm just going to ask him about a whole bunch of different draft things and how it directly, some of these guys who are connected to the Chiefs, how he sees them grading out, what he sees making sense at 31. Talk to him about that at 9, but now, even though it was with the urging of Beards, I will make the personal decision to take a commercial break.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Like, what is the touchiest thing you can think of?
A touchpad.
I thought for sure you were going to say me.
No, that would be gross and weird.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
During the break, Beards and I confirmed the Spanish word for cat. Can we re-explain that? Because I feel I'd like to relitigate this briefly. Because I'm still sort of confused. We were talking about microphones, and you said that you got one for Christmas.
Yes. From Elgato. That's the brand.
You didn't say the brand Elgato.
You just said Elgato.
You said you got a microphone for Christmas from Elgato.
Yes.
And my first thought was, is that maybe Spanish for the girlfriend or something, and Beards is being weird? And then I thought, and then I said back to Beards, did you get a microphone from a cat? Because I thought that that might have been what it was, cat in Spanish. And I looked it up, and I was right. So what you're telling me is that there is a brand, there is a tech brand of some sort that's name is just Spanish for the cat.
Apparently.
Is it Elgato.com?
Yeah.
Is it a Spanish brand or hold on. Is there a hilarious chance that you've been pronouncing it Elgato this whole time, but maybe it's just a total tech nonsense word, and it's actually pronounced like Elgato or something?
I think I've heard people call it Elgato before, so I don't know.
I'm not on the website, and it's just a tech brand.
The Wikipedia has no pronunciation guide, unfortunate.
And it's all one word, so it's not L space Gato. Some of these pads on the walls
it's
sound deadening
pads. So I don't know what that does. The headquarters is in Munich.
LED lights and the wall pads and everything.
It makes me think it's probably pronounced differently than Elgato, at least in Germany. It's like Adidas. You know how we pronounce it Adidas here, but it's Adidas in German.
I think you've said that before.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I believe you yet.
No, it's true.
Like, I've heard that before.
It's just true. Like that, because Adidas is a German company.
Okay, well, I'm a millionaire. Now you've heard someone say that I'm a millionaire. Do you guys believe that?
I mean, Adidas said that that's how it's pronounced.
I said I'm a millionaire.
You know what? Fair. That's a fair counter argument.
Checkmate. Boom.
That's fair.
I really like. I'm looking at all these like sound deadening foams, little foam panels and stuff. This website seems like it's basically built to form the perfect Twitch streaming aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. I'm gonna make this my homepage. I'm so happy on this website. Are you kidding me?
You hadn't heard of them before?
No.
Oh yeah.
I think I've seen these Stream Decks. So I've seen the logo. I just didn't realize that was the company.
I think
so
you can buy some of their stuff over Micro Center.
Yes. Every time,
I've definitely seen the logo before.
I'm realizing now that I've actually had people try to tell me about this several times. I've just been trying to find this damn cat that'll give me all of the equipment that I need to be a Twitch streamer.
Cat. Yeah.
I'm just going through random alleys and looking at, you know, the tops of fences, like cartoon cats would always sit on the tops of fences. I'm just looking. Mm-hmm. Every time I see a cat in the wild, I just go, Elgato! Tell me your secrets! And then my neighbor asks me to please stop yelling at their cat. We move on. Have a good day.
One of the cool things with the Stream Deck that I've seen, because like obviously it has different buttons, different functions, yada yada, but you can import your own icon images. And so I've seen like Animal Crossing
screens and stuff.
Yeah, so I've seen like Animal Crossing images for like all your apps and whatnot.
Can we get one of these for the show?
We could. I don't know what we'd use it exactly for, but we could.
Beards, are you suggesting for even one second that if I had a board under my control where I could play Morning Zoo radio sounds, I could force shot clocks on you guys out of nowhere?
I mean, it would only work for the video stream. It wouldn't work for the board.
Yeah. Well, this is what we need. Listen, Beards, I don't want no we can'ts. I want yes we can's. I don't want you to say
we can't
do this.
But I just don't know what we're doing.
I don't want to hear one more time out of your mouth that we cannot use this. I want you to tell me how we can use this. Because I want one.
I mean, I can use it to switch between the different scenes instead of having to go over here and click on the buttons.
Can I use them for audio, though?
Hey, Josh.
It would be only for the stream.
What if we can't? What if we run it into, like, a mic port or something? You just pot up the mic port.
I think it goes to a USB.
They've even got, like, a little streamer training section. Teaches you how to be a streamer.
All right, never mind. You know what, Beards? You're going to have some time to figure it out because I just found out the little board's $250.
Yeah. You can also create your own space.
Guys, I gotta get this off my chest. I lied earlier when I said I was a millionaire.
Dang it!
I know you guys believe me, but I was telling them I was...
Now I gotta go decline some purchases.
Listen, man, I remember how Top
There's
Shot went last
week.
There's
a house that I was gonna buy, and... Oh, man. This is a problem.
Ice Pyro on Twitch says, is this like Mad Cats? Which is perfect. Remember Mad Cats with a Z? They made the third-party remote control, like GameCube and Xbox controllers.
Oh, yeah.
Mad Cats was the official brand of your little brother's controller.
Yeah.
That's how it went for me for the most part. Although, actually, I don't think... Man. We definitely had some Mad Cats. Mad Cats was the official controller of your third friend. Who would show up? Because you got like two original controllers and like one pretty good third one, and then you've got the one that's just like too chunky. That's a Mad Cats one, and that goes to the friend's neighbor's brother who's coming over to play.
You don't really know, but
we don't
like,
really
he's
know.
There.
And he's definitely got the grossest fingers, and so he gets that controller. Exactly. But that was called Mad Cats, and this site is Elgato.
Okay, now there is a stream
or perhaps
deck
Elgato
mobile. Or even software. You don't necessarily have to have the device. You can have it all on your phone, Josh.
I don't...
Turn your phone into Stream Deck. So there is a Stream Deck app. Try free for 30 days.
It's the free part that gets you.
I mean, I'll... That might work. Everybody's got a tablet or something, right?
Yeah, you can also get it on your desktop as well. But phone app seems pretty good.
I just need to find the best way to, have it be able to go over the air in a way that Beards can't stop me, basically. Mm-hmm. That's where my head is at.
Totally understandable.
There's a couple other audio things here. Let's get to these really quick because I want to have at least a couple of them in the can before we talk to Matt Derrick about them so you guys know what it is that we're actually talking about here. I want to start with the tackle positions. In fact, we can get through a couple of Andy Reid ones here real quick, and then we can get to Mahomes on it next segment. But Andy Reid talked about the tackle spots a couple of times. He was asked about it a couple of times because obviously. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs have places where they could improve for 2021. They have places where they could improve their depth for years to come. But right now, this team does not have an obvious starting left tackle. If they had to play a game today, it would probably be Lucas Niang at left tackle, who's never played an NFL snap, and Mike Rimmers at right tackle, who played well there, in fairness. Here's the other issue, is if they do go into the season that way, I think there's a world in which Lucas Niang is a good NFL left tackle. I think he's probably a better fit on the right side, just based on conversations that I've had, but we'll see. I think there's a reality in which that bookending works out just fine. They would have no depth behind them at all. Like, Mike Rimmers is supposed to be the depth. And last year, he was forced into action, played well there, but then you saw the depth begin to fade away, and then you got to the Super Bowl whenever there's no depth anywhere. I'd be a little bit worried and a little bit underwhelmed if the Chiefs went into this season with those guys being their two best tackles, simply because, what that means for your number two, number three guy, or number three, number four guys is a little bit concerning. But Andy Reid was asked today if there were any more additions to be made at the tackle position. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, so we forget about the couple. Yang's the other one that we had high hopes for last year and had a couple nice days with us before he opted out. And I think we're okay there now, but I've said this before, Brett's always keeping his eyes open. So we'll see how it all ends up. But we've got some good competition in there. I think we know Kyle Long had played tackle, was an all-pro tackle, actually, his rookie year. And so we've got options and people in there. But I'm not going to tell you. I wouldn't tell you at any position that we're done looking. I mean, that's just not. We're always going to keep our eyes open, try to make ourselves better, which we need to do. You know, we've got to do that. When you're sitting in our position, you're not just striving to stay the same. You're trying to get yourself better.
So a couple things in there. One is I think that's predominantly Andy Reid just not saying, yeah, of course we're going to take a tackle in the first two rounds. What do you think we are, stupid? Like, cause if he said that, that'd be a bigger story. We would have led with that. That would have gotten in ahead of the Berenstain Bears thing, I think. Maybe. I don't know.
Berenstain.
That's what I said, unfortunately.
I think it's actually country.
Did you hear me say Berenstain?
I thought I heard Steen.
Berenstain.
Which I think it's
happening again.
I
Mandela
think that's
effect
a whole
two.
Other thing when you say one thing, but you hear a different thing because you're so used to hearing a different thing.
That's going to happen on this show a lot. Yeah.
I thought you said Berenstain. You said Berenstain, but I heard country. It's the whole thing.
We'll talk about G Fuel later, but how much is in your cup right now? Because I'm nervous. So a few things from that clip. One, nobody on that Zoom call, nobody in this studio right now is forgetting about Lucas Niang. He is the linchpin of all of this. Like, if Lucas Niang isn't, if he's not the pinnacle of the position this year, the offensive line's going to be worse than it was last season, and we're all going to be nervous. No one's forgetting about Lucas Niang. Also, Andy Reid said he had a good couple of days before he opted out. They've been able to communicate with him this year, and they were able to communicate with him before he opted out last year. Over the course of the opt-out, a little not 100% sure, but have a pretty good feeling of how they've been in touch. But to say he had a couple good days before he opted out is just hilarious. It's just funny to be like, you know, I think our left tackle spot's fine. That guy who opted out last year, that third-round pick, he had a couple good days, and then we haven't seen him in a year. But, you know, we'll figure it out. I like Lucas Niang. I just thought that was kind of funny. Also, invoking Kyle Long is interesting. I gotta admit here that I'm now questioning my facts because he was a Pro Bowler his first 3 years in the league. Andy Reid said he was right tackle his rookie year. Football Reference has him being a right tackle in his third year, which is also an All Pro year. His rookie year was in 2013. I imagine Andy Reid's got that one right. I think we had talked about him being a right tackle first, but I'm now second-guessing myself because I just pulled up his Football Reference page just to check what year his rookie year was to clarify that. I'll take Andy Reid's word on when he was at the tackle spot, but that was his rookie year was 2013. The idea that he could play there in a pinch, I think, is fine. It would mean that LDT's back in a starting guard spot in all likelihood, but sure. I mean, that's all right. But I don't think that that can be plan A whenever the season begins. So keep that in mind. Let's take a break. Whenever we come back, Andrew had something else to say about the tackle position, as did Patrick Mahomes. We'll talk to Matt Derrick in 10 minutes.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
We're going to play Andy Reid's sound. It's thoughtful and interesting. Why don't you get turnt to that, you damn animals?
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
We'll talk to Matt Derrick of Chiefs Digest here in a little bit, but I want to get in at least one more Andy Reid clip talking about the left tackle position before we do. And also, by the way, I haven't mentioned that Alex Smith announced his retirement. We'll talk to Matt Derrick about that momentarily as well. But Seren Petro, our own here of Sports Radio 810, asked Andy Reid in today's press conference who would be the players in the mix at left tackle if they had to play a game this week.
We're fitting that through, but we had aspirations of potentially moving Yang over to that spot. He looked like he had some potential for that when we had him last. Obviously Kyle has that flex to be able to do something like that. He's played inside too. I mean, the majority of the time he played inside, but he wasn't bad on the outside either. So, and then we've got guys coming back. So whether it's Rim or whether it's Andrew, we've got guys that have also have flexibility to play in those spots.
Did you guys hear the same thing that I heard?
Flexibility?
There's a few things there. Listen.
I heard Andy Reid talking. I don't know who you heard.
So, aspirations of Lucas Niang going to left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Yep.
If that ends up being the plan, then God bless him, I guess. Again, that means the depth behind them is incredibly shallow, and I'm a little worried, but whatever. Kyle Long, flexibility, also fine. He did mention that, you know, we got a couple guys coming back, like Mike Rimmers and Andrew Wiley. Do you guys remember the last time they, like, did they ever play tackle at the same time recently at all? Have they played tackle? Because like, I feel like, there was a time that they did play left tackle and right tackle respectively, Rimmers on the left side and Wiley on the right side.
The All-Star game?
I don't think, no.
NHL All-Star
And it
game?
Wasn't in the AFC, it wasn't the beginning of the AFC Championship game because Eric Fisher was still there, but it wasn't after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it must have been during the Super Bowl. During the Super Bowl, when the offensive line was an unmitigated disaster because of an issue of depth across the line.
Never
having Rimmers at left tackle and Wiley at right tackle was an absolutely unmitigated disaster. Maybe that was it. Maybe that's why I'm concerned. Also, interesting to note, no mention of Joe Tooney there. Joe Tooney is the NFL's highest paid guard, and that's what he is. So, if you thought he was going to be playing on the tackle position, it's time for you to change your Tooney.
You are listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.